Just a few minutes ago, I found out that the CW has officially ordered the pilot for Batwoman. We knew that it was in development already, but now they're going to actually shoot the thing. It's going to be directed by David Nutter, whom has, at least for me, a really good track record. I believe he has done something with Game of Thrones. I'm not sure what, but I wouldn't be surprised to find out it was the pilot, solely because he has a history of pilots. He did the pilot for Smallville. He did the pilot for Arrow, and he did the pilot for Flash. He has a really good track record with these shows, with the DC superhero shows on the CW, considering of the three I just mentioned, the Flash is the newest of those three. It is the shortest running so far, and it's in its fifth season and just had its 100th episode. It's actually had 101 at this point. So while no, this is not technically confirmation that next year's television season is going to include a Batwoman show, a true fifth show to the DCCW, and I say true solely because so far they have not included Black Lightning in anything. But this would obviously not be the case for Batwoman, where we know she is on Earth 1, or as I predict after Crisis on Infinite Earths next year, just on the same Earth as the rest of them. So where does that leave us with episode counts? Arrow and Flash both had 23. Legends had 16 for its initial run. If I remember right, it was actually originally 13 and they ordered three additional. But regardless, its final count was 16. Supergirl had 20 episodes in its first season. Now, remember, that was actually on CBS, and it was in question whether or not they were going to pick it up full of four season or not. Technically, 20 is considered a full season, even though it's a bit shorter. And then Black Lightning down at 13. Now, since coming to the CW, Supergirl has gone up. I believe it had 22 or 23 last year. And Black Lightning season 2 went up from 13 to 16. So my prediction for an episode count, assuming everything returns. Now, I know I've said I believe that this is Arrow's last year. I still think that's on the table, but I now feel like it's more likely Arrow will be back next year due to the crisis. But assuming that everything comes back next year, all the shows, Black Lightning, Arrow, Flash, Legends, Supergirl, I think Batwoman gets between 10 and 16 episodes. If they shoot in Chicago, I think it'll be closer to 10, maybe up to 13. Let's call it, I'll put it in the 10 to 13 range. And the reason I say Chicago specifically is we know that's where they shot for Elseworlds. However, if they move the production, or rather keep the production for it, up into Vancouver the way the rest of DCCW proper is, and again, that's just kind of setting Black Lightning aside, which is not filming in Vancouver. If they film this up in Vancouver with the rest of them, then I believe it'll be in that 13 to 16 episode count. My hunch is that likely that is the way it's going to go. For starters, they already moved production of Supergirl once. It's not too big a deal to just recreate the sets they want for Gotham. They can obviously do that. But I feel like they don't introduce Batwoman and her world this year as part of a major event and, you know, tease future pairings with Supergirl, not to have other crossovers with the team, with the rest of the team. And so I feel like if they're going to do that, that is probably, she probably needs, her show probably needs to be in production up in Vancouver as well. I believe that is actually the single biggest thing that has kept Black Lightning from being a part of these events so far. And again, I still expect at least him, if not the rest, at least Jefferson Pierce, to be a part of the event next year. All in all, we knew this was coming, but it's still really exciting for me to get, you know, get that confirmation, see the ball rolling. I'm thrilled. I love the character. I know some people weren't a big fan of her in Elseworlds. I myself even thought it kind of felt like the Elseworlds idea changed after they had decided to include her. And she definitely could have had more, but as just a tease, as just a setup for the future, I thought she was fantastic. And I cannot wait to see this pilot.